This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with the sounds of Bob Dylan reimagining Bob Dylan. In 2021, Bob Dylan's tour, like most tours, were sidetracked by COVID. And along with T-Bone Burnett, Don Was, Greg Lees, and others, Bob Dylan dug into the first half of his career and recorded 13 songs for a streaming webcast. The project is called Shadow Kingdom. And now those early songs reimagined are out, and the album is fascinating. And while I've always preferred the original Dylan versions to any of the ones I've heard at concerts over the years, I really like what he's done on this record. The 13 songs flow seamlessly from one to another. I'd like to play the opening track, When I Paint My Masterpiece, a song first released by the band in 1971. A Dylan version of First appeared on a Greatest Hits album later that year. But here's the 21st century version.
The streets of Rome are filled with rubble, ancient footprints are everywhere. You get almost think that you're seeing double on a cold dark night by the Spanish stair. Got to hurry on back to my hotel room. Gonna wash my clothes, scrape off all of the grease. Gonna lock the doors and turn my back on the world for a while. Gonna stay right there till I paint my master. Well, the hours I've spent inside the Colosseum, gods and lions with that mean and a hungry look, those bloody kings of the jungle, I could hardly stand to see them. I could see them coming, I could read their faces like a bug. Train wheels running through the back of my memory. When I ran on a hilltop, following a pack of wild geese. Someday, everything got to be different. When I paint my masterpiece. Sailing around the world, full of crimson and coral. Sometimes I feel just like my copies running over. I left Rome and I pulled into Brussels on a plane ride so bumpy that it made me ill. Clergymen in uniform and young girls full of muscles. Everyone was there to meet me coming down the hill. Newspaper men eating candy had to be held back by big police. someday everything is going to be beautiful. When I paint my masterpiece,
Bob Dylan, some 50 years after writing and recording the original version of When I Paint My Masterpiece, he reimagined that song for a project called Shadow Kingdom, which is an album, and it's out now. Back in 2021, Dylan produced a concert film for these 13 songs that briefly streamed online. And if you're like me and missed it, you'll be happy to know that it's out again. Now, here comes the spoiler alert if you've not seen the film. Spoiler alert, here it comes. What you see in this film is Dylan and a band performing on a soundstage meant to look like a small, smoky nightclub. And the spoiler alert is this. Dylan is actually lip-syncing, and the band, as it says in the Wikipedia article about the film Shadow Kingdom, the players are finger-syncing. One of the players in the film is Buck Meek from the band Big Thief, and I'll play a song from Buck Meek later in the show. But the players you see on stage are not the players on the record, and it wasn't immediately apparent to me at first. But there are moments that it just didn't seem right. Look, I love the film, don't get me wrong, but it was a bizarre thing to do. But then again, it's Dylan. Anyway, I'm grateful for the project. It's amazing. Now on to Juneau, Alaska musician Andy Bartholomew. She's a teller of tales with a love of folk traditions. Her debut album, Sisters of Whitechapel, is inspired by the stories of Victorian women in the late 1900s who came north during the Klondike Gold Rush to Alaska and the Yukon Territory in Canada. And full disclosure, Annie was an All Songs Considered intern some years back. And while I knew she was a musician, I wasn't aware of her awesome musical talents. Here's Annie Bartholomew to take us to the song called All for the Klondike's Gold.
Whitechapel was just one of the names for Dawson City's red light district, and these songs seek to illuminate the hidden histories of sex workers and resource extraction communities during that time. The song All for the Klondike's Gold is about the women left behind by their male companions who suffered death en route to the Klondike. Alone, women had few prospects for honest work, and some had to turn to prostitution as a temporary occupation and means of survival. The lyrics were adapted from a miner's poem I found that was published in the Daily Klondike Nugget. Yellow journalism fueled the gold fever of the Klondike, and writing poems was just one of the ways folks entertained themselves and got through the long, dark winters in the North. I'd been studying a lot of modal banjo tunes with my teacher, Riley Bogus, which is probably where I think the melody comes from. Andrew Heist, who also plays mandolin on the record, played this dark, driving fiddle part that embodies the grit and rawness of that place, capturing the dangers and lengths people would go for a chance to strike it rich or remake themselves in these frontier towns. We recorded the song during the pandemic, isolated in a timber frame cabin in Juneau with an all-Alaskan crew. As a folk artist, it's always a balance trying to honor the musical traditions while adding new context to the archival materials, characters, and stories we're sharing, and hopefully revealing new perspectives and an emotional truth of this complex and painful chapter in our state's history.
In the deep snow of Chilkoot Pass, my husband lost his life. For his lovely wife, I lost my husband, you your son, you your brother fool. Then let us weep our griefs to one, all for the Klondike's gold. All for the Klondike's gold, my love, all for the Klondike's gold. All for the love of golden gain, all for the Klondike's gold. In the Yukon.
Yukon sand beneath its angry wave. No headstone in that dismal land does mark his lonely grave. You lost your husband, I my son, and you your brother bold. And let us weep our griefs on one, all for the Klondike's gold. All for the Klondike's gold, my love, all for the Klondike's gold. All for the love of gold and gain, all for the Klondike's gold. All for the Klondike's gold, my love, all for the Klondike's gold. All for the love of gold and gain, all for the Klondike's gold. Like many another, he went alone, no bard to help him long. He left me here in the old home to join in your sad song. You lost your husband, you your son, now my brother bold. Then let us weep our griefs so one, all for the Klondike's gold. All for the Klondike's gold, my love, all for the Klondike's gold. All for the love of golden gain, all for the Klondike's gold. All for the Klondike's gold, my love, all for the Klondike's gold. All for the love of golden gain, all for the Klondike's gold. All for the Klondike's gold, my love, all for the Klondike's gold. All for the love of golden gain, all for the Klondike's gold. All for the Klondike's gold, my love, all for the Klondike's gold. All for the love of golden gain, all for the Klondike's gold.
Annie Bartholomew and the song All for the Klondike's Gold. It's on the album Sisters of Whitechapel, a record inspired by the stories of Victorian women coming north during the Klondike Gold Rush. It's out Friday, June 16th. Beautiful harmonies and melodies that linger in my brain are what I love about the group Darling Side. Their new album, Everything is Alive, coming later this summer, is filled with great storytelling and observations. Here's Harris Pasteltiner to take us to the earworm called Eliza, I See.
My daughter was born at the beginning of the pandemic while we were locked down in quarantine, and I'd write a tune for her most mornings on a ukulele that was floating around the house from couch to couch, and while she was learning to crawl and playing on the floor, I'd basically sing a stream of consciousness melody to her and then take a voice memo of it on my phone. A year later, we were still in quarantine, but I came back to those voice memos and things had changed dramatically. She was walking and talking and had become her own person. And each morning now we go on a hike together up Prospect Hill by our house up into the woods to explore and look down on the houses and across the skyline of the city of Boston. This song reflects on those mornings together as we watched birds and walked the street past houses and navigated a busy, pretty insane intersection and headed up into the woods and then retraced our steps back home. And the chorus in particular deals with this idea of trying to hold on to a dream as it fades after waking up. That feeling that you basically have, that I have watching my daughter change quickly from week to week or month to month. So it deals with the joy, but also the pain that comes with change and the excitement of gaining something new while necessarily losing something at the same time.
Spectres will
Darling Side and the song Eliza I See is from their album Everything is Alive. It's out July 28th on 30 Tigers. It's break time, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu. This message comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth/whatsyourwhy.
In this country, some truths aren't self-evident. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as wide-ranging and real as the people who tell them, we celebrate the Black experience for all its soul and richness. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. 50 years ago, I worked in a record store, and I'd often pull albums out of the bins and play them for my own pleasure and perhaps the pleasure of those browsing. But frankly, some of my musical tastes would drive the customers out of the stores, and sometimes those same records would kindle new friendships. And that certainly happened when I'd play music by the band Sparks. Sparks are brothers Ron and Russell Mayle, and I'd never imagined that all these years later, these two creative souls would still be making music and perhaps even drive a few of you crazy, and hopefully, maybe, kindle some friendships all these years later. Their new album, their 26th record, is called The Girl Is Crying in Her Latte. And here's singer Russell Mayle to tell us a bit about the song, Nothing Is As Good As They Say It Is.
Our song, Nothing Is As Good As They Say It Is from the perspective of a 22-hour-old baby who, when he leaves his mother's womb, says he's seen enough, actually. He's made a judgment in those short 22 hours that everything he sees and can foresee about this world is not to his liking, and he kindly requests that he be returned to where he came from. Nothing is as good as they say it is.
Nothing is as good as they say it is. That's the way it is. I wish I'd known beforehand. I was born just 22 hours ago, but I want to go back to my former quarters. Mama, mama, can you accommodate? Mama, mama, tell me I'm not too late. Mama, mama, can you cooperate? This will not work, I'm sure. Nothing is as good as they say it is, and I'd be remiss if I weren't honest with you. This is not a place that I can exist, not a gratefulness. I just don't want this, want this. Mama, mama, is there a remedy? Can I just go back where I used to be? I was happy where I was previously. Just floating there, stood tall. Mama, mama, please sympathize. This has been such a bad surprise. I won't ask any more from you. I can live with a lousy view. Nothing is as good as they say it is. That's the way it is. I wish I'd known beforehand. I was born just 22 hours ago, but I've seen enough to make a wise decision. Your standards must be so very low. This is not a place that I want to go. How can you exist in a place like this? I surely can't, oh no. South of France, I would be less resistant to somewhere that just deserves a do. Nothing is as good as they say it is. That's the way it is. I wish I'd known before. Nothing is as good as they say it is. That's the way it is. I wish I'd known before. All your standards must be so very low. This is not a place that I'd want to go. Can you exist in a place like this? I surely can't, oh no. Nothing is as good as they say it is. Nothing is as good as they say it is.
Russell Mail on vocals, Ron Mail on keys, and the humor of Sparks never ceases to make me smile. The song from Sparks, Nothing is as Good as They Say It Is, comes from their 26th album, The Girl is Crying in Her Latte. It's out now, and the brothers head out on tour soon. And if you've never seen them and enjoy what you heard, go check them out. They're one of a kind. Also, that video for this song with lots of babies. it's a riot. I'll put that up on the All Songs Considered site. Alaska Reed is a songwriter and a storyteller, having lived in a sparsely populated area of Montana, and these days she's in Los Angeles. Her new album is titled Disenchanter, and I'll let her take us to the song Back to This.
A couple of years ago, in late August, I was recording my album Disenchanter in my parents' basement, as well as taking a college math class online. And I was in a not good, very insular headspace, and I decided to take a break and go out and hike in the Absaroka Beartooth Wilderness. And while I was hiking, I stumbled upon this group of Forest Service workers who were all my age. And it just hit me so hard because seem so beautiful. They seemed like they were in a classical painting. The light was gorgeous and it was very golden, illuminating the specks of dust in the air, and everyone was laughing and happy and healthy. And I just felt so the opposite of that. And it got me thinking about this idea of a snapshot or a picture and how you kind of fantasize from that, especially when you're at a very different moment in your life. And that line, "Will you and I be as beautiful years later in this sweaty photograph," came out of that feeling of me hoping that, you know, 50 years down the line, I will look at a picture of my present self with my friends and family and feel the way that I felt when I saw those people. And so this song is a lot about me trying to will myself out of anxiety, out of feeling misanthropic in many ways, and getting back to this, getting back out of my head and into the real world in this way. So it's a positive song for me.
Alaska Reed, the song Back to This is from her album Disenchanter, and that album is out July 14th. Buck Meek also writes about the mountains and stories told by his father. You may know Buck Meek from one of my very favorite bands, Big Thief. His third solo album is called Haunted Mountain. It's out in August, and I want to play the title track from that record. Buck wrote the song with fellow Texan and former member of the Be Good Tanyas, Jolie Holland. Here's Buck Meek to take us out on Haunted Mountain. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Hi, this is Buck Meek, and I'm broadcasting from noisy Mule Shoe, Texas, on my way to Ojo Caliente, New Mexico, hot spring. Thanks for listening to Haunted Mountain. I wrote this song with my dear friend Jolie Holland, who's been one of my heroes since I was a kid, and she sent me the first two verses in the chorus, and she told me it was an effort to seek reciprocity with nature. It was a love song to Mount Shasta, and I felt a connection with the song because my dad lived on Mount Shasta before I was born, and he had a couple of near-death experiences up there on his motorcycle, and he also had a pretty wild experience with the big deer up there at Fowler Falls, which is one of the reasons he decided to have children and name his first son Buck. And so I wrote that last verse based on a story he told me once about getting stuck under the flow of a waterfall and getting pushed way down under the water into the pool and almost drowning. And I hope you enjoy the song.
Before I lived here on this haunted mountain, I was walking through the valley on my own. Darkness all around me. I looked to the sky and saw you wreathed all around in a golden cloud.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. Support for NPR and the following message come from Rosetta Stone, the perfect app to achieve your language learning goals no matter how busy your schedule gets. It's designed to maximize study time with immersive 10-minute lessons and audio practice for your commute. Plus, tailor your learning plan for specific objectives like travel. Get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.